Welcome to the Southwest Florida Realty Show with Billy Silva. And here's your host, Billy Silva.
Well, welcome everyone. Charlie McDermott back here, or I should say here with Billy Silva. Billy, you usually like just do it all yourself and bring on the occasional guest, which is awesome. And now I get to play. So thanks for inviting me. How are you doing?
Well, thanks for doing this for me. Great. How about yourself?
Yeah, for our listeners, I'm usually in the back side, invisible or muted, which is probably a good thing most of the time. I'm producing the show, but today I'm playing co-host, and I'm jazzed, Billy, because I've learned so much listening to your podcast in the background and via all the different platforms like iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify. But boy, it was like last year. It seemed like every day or every week, definitely every month, things have changed, and now on a year-to-year basis, I mean, 2022 versus 2023, a lot has changed, huh?
Sure has. Totally different market than a year ago.
Ooh. So I thought we'd kind of get in the conversation about the differences and, more importantly, you know, hey how can sellers, buyers really benefit from this information? So how about if we start with the sellers and just give us some insight, you know, how are your sellers different this year from last year?
Well, for starters, our sellers have to work a little harder than they did a year ago. We have almost twice as much inventory as we did last year at this time. And our finance buyers have a lot less purchasing power than they did a year ago. These higher mortgage rates have pushed some buyers to the sidelines, cooling the frenzy. So we're definitely not seeing as many multiple offer situations or homes selling for over asking price like we were last year at this time. Yet a lot of our sellers are still in that mindset because they've heard stories of their friends and family members getting these fabulous offers within 48 hours of listing their home. So as realtors, I guess one of our jobs is, and well, it always has been, is to educate both our buyers and sellers and set realistic expectations. Yes, homes are staying on the market longer. So as a seller, you're going to need to have put forth a little more effort than you may have had to the last couple of years. The days of sticking a sign in the front yard and having multiple offers all over asking price within 24 to 48 hours have pretty much gone by the wayside.
Well, heck, you didn't even get to a point where you could stick a sign in the yard.
I know.
You had offers before the sign even went up.
And be careful what you wish for, because last year I was like kind of complaining and going, oh my gosh, it's such a feeding frenzy. And this year I'm like, oh, I wish we had those days again. at least on the listing side.
But
we are still seeing multiple offer situations in what I call the sweet spot, homes under the $300,000 mark, because there really isn't anything at that price point. So they tend to go fast and often are multiple offers still. But anything over that pretty much is sitting a little bit longer. The good news for sellers is that the median sales price is still up about 6% from last year at this time.
Wow. That's impressive after that appreciation we went through. And, you know, I guess that was last year, 2022, right?
Well, actually, since the pandemic, I mean, since 2020, we've been in a whirlwind. Yeah. But I guess my advice to sellers this spring compared to the last couple of springs would be that if you're wanting to sell your home, you're going to need to go back to the basics. Make sure your home has great curb appeal, because you now have competition and they haven't really had competition the last few years. Mm-hmm. And first impressions are everything. So if you want to get top dollar for your home, you know, you're going to have to plan on spreading a fresh coat of mulch to make those flower beds pop. And don't neglect the interior. Make sure, do as your realtor says, declutter. Remember, less is more. Maybe slap on a fresh coat of paint, because paint's relatively inexpensive, but a nice neutral color really freshens up the home. And caulk and tub the showers. But most importantly, I guess, make sure to hire a realtor that uses a professional photographer and has a strategic marketing plan in place, because just putting a sign in the yard and slapping it on the MLS isn't necessarily going to sell your home in today's market.
So, now, what about the strategy of, there's some things I need to fix, but I don't have the time. I don't feel like hiring a handyman. You know, let me just put it out there and see what happens. And if I need to fix it up, I do it. What would you recommend to that seller?
I guess it depends what it is that you're referring to. But for the most part, put in that little bit extra effort, because I'm finding buyers want move-in ready homes.
Yeah.
They don't want to mess with the little pesky repairs. And if they do, they want to be compensated for it. So they're going to give you a lowball offer. And I guess it depends how badly you want a full price offer or not, or close to a full price offer, how important it is to hire a handyman, you know, at $60 an hour or whatever they charge to come in and make the simple repairs, or it will come back in the inspection and they'll ask for it.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're going to end up paying for it anyway. Why exactly. not do it ahead of time?
Do it up front. Exactly.
Yeah. And get a better price. Cause I guess they're kind of, you know, if I could put sellers into two buckets, there's the bucket of, like you shared, you know, hey, someone who just wants a hassle-free home, walk in, it's pristine, ready to move in. I don't have to spend my weekends fixing things. And then there's the people who are looking for deals, right? Hey, this is great. Look at all the pieces that need to be fixed or updated in this home that I can take off the listing price. Is that accurate?
That's exactly accurate. And, you know, now that buyers have choices and they're comparing and contrasting. So, you know, if they have two homes that are in their top three and comparable price, but one needs a little bit more elbow grease than the other one, more than likely they're going to go with the one that doesn't require as much work on their part. Or, like I said, they'll throw in a lower offer and hope to get a bargain.
Yeah. So then flipping the switch here from sellers to buyers, how would you, you know, define, you know, what are buyers looking for this year versus last year? How different are they?
Well, I'd say buyers have grown a lot more hesitant, and I think a number of factors contribute to that. Obviously, the increase in interest rates have affected their purchasing power. And when you look at the data, like I said earlier, the median home sale price is still up over last year at this time. But with the increased interest rates, buyers can't afford as much home as they could last year. They have more to choose from because we have twice as much inventory as we did last year. So I guess I'd say the fear of missing out isn't like it was there last year. Last spring and the spring even before that, well, actually since the pandemic, we've been in such a feeding frenzy that when homes came on the market, they were gone in a matter of hours sometimes. So if a buyer saw a home they liked, they needed to be prepared to react almost instantaneously, or the home would be under contract and they'd miss out. Everything the past couple of years was pretty much a multiple offer situations, and buyers were offering substantially over asking price with hardly any contingencies in the hope of their offers being accepted.
Where, and in some cases, they didn't even look at the house.
It was like, oh, a lot of cases, because there was no, there really literally was no time.
Oh, man.
But this year, the market has returned, I would say, to a more stabilized market. Yeah. It's more like it was pre-pandemic. Homes are staying on the market longer. We're able to negotiate again, which is fun. And buyers want to make sure the home appraises. You know, the last couple of years, they were willing to pay those appraisal gaps. Now they're worried about getting in upside down. So they definitely want to make sure the home appraises. And I would say that the fear of missing out has now been replaced with the fear of the unknown. This year's buyers are worried about inflation and the economy, rising interest rates in the stock market. Last year, we were seeing interest rates in the low twos. Now we're teetering close to seven, which makes a big difference in one's monthly payment. Yes. So the buyer pool's a lot smaller than it's been the last couple of years.
Yeah, interesting. So how about, you know, the market trends? How are the market trends affecting home values in Southwest Florida?
Well, contrary to recent news reports, the Southwest Florida real estate market is alive and well. It's not the gloom and doom that you are hearing every time you turn on the news or pick up a newspaper. The median sales price, like I said, for January was still up 6% from last January. We're just seeing the number of closed sales down because we're not, I guess we're not closing as many deals. Buyers, like I said, are hesitant. However, Florida home prices actually rose 17% last year, the most of anywhere in the United States. So I don't think Southwest Florida is going to be affected by the market trends like the rest of the country. People are going to continue to flock here for our beautiful weather, lack of income tax, political climate, gorgeous beaches, all the reasons we flocked here. And not to mention, as Fort Myers Beach and the islands rebuild, just think about it. Everything's going to be brand spanking new.
Yeah.
So it's inevitable that home prices will continue to increase. I just don't think we'll see the double digit growth that we had been seeing the last few years.
Yeah. It's almost like it balanced out from the, you know, the real estate debacle, the mortgage industry debacle back in, what was that, 2007, eight, you know, where it was crazy depreciation. And now we've, we saw the other side last year or when the COVID hit. So I guess there's that, but, I don't know if that, that was a universe thing, you know, hey, Florida needs the other side. Come on, give it to them. But we'll take it.
Yeah, we will. We will. We're still very much, I'd say, a seller's market. It's just not the seller's market that we've grown accustomed to the last few years. But when we talk buyer's market, seller's market, we look at months of inventory, and 6 months is considered a balanced market. Anything less than 6 months is considered a seller's market. Anything over 6 months is considered a buyer's market. We're teetering at about 5 months now. So we're getting very close to a balanced market. I don't have a crystal ball, but I'm anticipating by midsummer, we'll have about 6 months of inventory if we keep at the pace we're going.
Okay. And then should rates bump down a bit? Do you see people kind of sitting on the sidelines coming in?
Yes, I do. Yeah. A lot of people are sitting on the sidelines.
We're kind of waiting.
And you know, and it's such a gamble because last Thursday, interest rates bumped up the highest they've been since November. So, you know, and now everybody's panicked and the knee-jerk reaction, like, oh my goodness, are they going to continue to rise? Should we lock in now? Or, you know, we just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Better to buy now, or for that matter, sell now so you can buy now. Because as we found, you know, over time, it all works out, right?
It does. You either
refinance.
You sell high then and you buy high, or you sell low and you buy low. And like you said, you can always refinance. Do I think that we'll ever see interest rates in the twos again? Not so sure we'll go. And you know what? Teetering, the 6% is not really bad.
Oh, my goodness. I always chuckle because my first home and my goodness, my first business mortgage was in the mid-teens. And I think our first home, we were in the like probably the 10% range. So this, I look at this, it's like, hooray, it's only 7%.
Exactly. I remember we built our second house and we got 7%. We thought we hit the jackpot.
Yeah. So it's guess just a question of where you've come from. And but you know, to your point, it's anything can happen down the road. And it's like trying to predict the stock market, right? You know, hey, sometimes you'll be right, sometimes you'll be wrong, but is it worth the stress and all that, or waiting and go, oh, I missed out, or, you know, better to just get in the game, as they say, right?
And do what's best for you. You know, the market's going to do what it's want. You've got to look at your circumstances. You know, is this the best time for you to buy or sell a home, or does life circumstances tell you to rent another year? Although rents are sky high, my goodness, that I don't understand. I would rather be paying a mortgage in a home that may not be my dream home, but look at it as an investment where you're building equity and you're paying your mortgage rather than somebody else's. And then if it's not your dream home, then in a couple of years, either rent that one and buy your dream home. And but why pay these astronomical rents? That just is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, you're right. It is. We were forced into that when we got kicked off of Fort Myers Beach, and it was two things. It was the rent, and it was trying to even find a place was very, very challenging, especially, you know, in this market where you have a lot of seasonal rents, and I don't blame it. You know, landlords are looking for, you know, big ticket, big money during the season. And but for year rounders, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And like you said, that just so many displaced folks, and then contractors and people coming down to help. And then the seasonal, you know, rents just keep going up.
Yeah. Well, Billy, this has been really helpful. Any final remarks on the early, like mid first quarter of 2023?
Yes. I can't believe it. It's going to be March soon. And
yeah.
Time's flying. No, I just would like to, as always, thank everyone for tuning in today, and feel free to share my podcast with your friends, neighbors, or relatives, anybody who's looking to buy or sell real estate.
Awesome. Get the word out.
Yes, sir.
All right, Bill, you have a great rest of the day there.
You too. Thank you so much for hosting with me.
Thank you for listening to the Southwest Florida Realty Show with Billy Silva. To learn more about Billy Silva, go to www.sw-floridarealtor.com. That's www.sw-floridarealtor.com, or call 239-247-2490.